Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
A happy Friday and welcome into Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. We hope everybody had a great July 4th. We are giving out some best bets today on the show heading into the weekend. We got a lot going on right now. We got round 3 of Wimbledon underway. We got day 2 of the John Deere Classic. We obviously have Spain and Germany right now, all tied up, scoreless game at halftime there. We're going to talk some Euros, little goal with Glasser today, as well as Copa America. We're going to dive into a full baseball slate and give out some best bets. Kate Constable is going to join me middle of the show for Model Making Money. And then also we're going to talk a little college football on the show today. Starting next week on Monday, we're going to preview a different college football team every single day. We're going to start with the defending champ Michigan Wolverines on Monday. So make sure you guys tune in as we start diving into college football. Today, though, we're going to look at my 5 favorite game of the year lines that I have found for you guys in the college football season. And we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays for today. As always, any questions, comments, best bets that you guys have for us, you can go to twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. And if you miss any part of the show over the next 30 minutes with all of our picks and insight, you can go check out the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. Glasses in session. Let's get the show rolling. And we are going to start with Big League Peej as the Angels take on the Cubs, 2:20 p.m. Eastern time. The total is 9. Justin Steele going up against Griffin Koenig. The Cubs are minus 200. Angels are plus 165. I'm going to take the first 5 under in this game at 5 runs. Chicago scored double-digit runs yesterday for the first time since April. Their offense has been terrible. Yesterday, they had an explosion. And Justin Steele, even though he's 0-3 on the season, has been pitching very well as of late. He goes into the 7th inning in just about every single game, just really isn't getting run support. So with the total of 9.5 today, the weather and the wind at Wrigley Field is helping the game lean towards an over. But I think because of how well the Cubs' offense performed yesterday, I'm expecting some regression with Justin Steele on the mound. I'll take a first 5 under today of 5 runs in Cubs and Angels. We also got the Mets and the Pirates. It's Paul Skeens Day out in Pittsburgh. This game is a 6:40 p.m. Eastern time first pitch. The total is 7.5. Pirates only minus 130 with Skeens on the mound, and the Mets are plus 110. Obviously, New York is playing way better baseball, whether it's Grimace or whether it's the fact that their offense is finally starting to score runs, but they got a tall task today going up against Skeens. I do find it a little interesting that the Pirates are this short on the money line. You would think with Paul Skeens on the mound, Pittsburgh would be like a minus 150, minus 160, but they're only minus 130 today. Makes me a little hesitant on taking Pittsburgh. I actually like the Mets in the first 5 at +0.5 at minus 130. Have to lay a little bit of juice. But because the line's a little bit shorter, because the Mets have been getting off to some pretty good starts in these games, I will take the Mets to keep it close in the first 5. So a couple of first 5 bets here to start the day with Cubs, Angels first five over, and then the Mets plus a half in the first five as well. Then we got Patrick Corbin on the mound tonight for the Nationals going up against the St. Louis Cardinals. I know that this pitching matchup heavily favors St. Louis, right? You got Sonny Gray, who's the Cardinals' best starter, going up against Patrick Corbin, who's not only the Nationals' worst starter, he's one of the worst starters in baseball, but it's just too big of a price not to take the Nationals. Nats are plus 155 against St. Louis. Again, I know it's Corbin Day. Normally, you like fading Corbin, but sometimes when a money line price is just too high, you got to take a stab with the dog. That's what I'm doing today with the Nationals at plus 155. Red Sox in the Bronx to take on the Yankees. Nestor Cortez against Tanner Houck. Obviously, the Yankees are big time problems right now. They've lost 12 of their last 16 games. They just got swept by the Cincinnati Reds at home. The Red Sox are red hot. They've won four games in a row. The Yankees, as I mentioned, are losing games left and right. Yet here we are, and the Yankees are favored today. Minus 140. I think a lot of people are going to like Boston. I am not one of them. I'll take the Yankees at minus 140. One of my favorite bets of the day in Major League Baseball is going to be in the Tigers and Reds game tonight in Cincinnati. The total is at 9. Reds are minus 125, and the Tigers are plus 105. I think it's a great spot to fade Cincinnati, right? They just had a sweep of the New York Yankees in the Bronx, and this is still a young, exciting team. I watched the Orioles go into the Bronx, and I watched them beat up on the Yankees 17-5, and then in their next series against Houston, they got swept, right? Even the Orioles, a young, great team, a team who's been in the playoffs last year, they weren't able to handle that. I don't know how Cincinnati's going to be able to handle that, and they're going up against a pitcher in Reese Olson, who's only 2-8 this season. So I think the line's a little bit short. I certainly think that the letdown is built into it, but I still am fading the Reds today. Give me the Tigers plus 105 on the money line. We got the Phillies in Atlanta to take on the Braves. Big time pitching matchup, probably the game of the night. Aaron Nola going up against Max Fried. I know the Braves are at home. I know they got Max Fried on the bump, but Philadelphia is better, and it's not like they got a scrub pitching tonight in Aaron Nola, so I'll take Philly at plus 115 against Atlanta. We got the White Sox and the Marlins tonight. You would have to pay me money to bet this game, so I'm staying away from Marlins and White Sox. Giants at the Guardians tonight. Giants haven't decided on a starter, so it's kind of tough for me to get involved in this game going up against Tanner Beebe, so another pass for me. Shane Boz is going on the mound tonight for Tampa Bay against Michael Lorenzen. It's a pick 'em in Texas. Minus 110 each way with a total of 8.5. You guys know whenever I see a starter who's making his major league debut, who's making his season debut, middle of the season, there's some rust, there's some nerves, there's some anxiousness. Always like betting the Yerfie, so I'll do that once again. Minus 110 for the Yerfie in Rangers and Rays. We got the Astros on the road tonight taking on Minnesota. Shane Dubin on the mound against Pablo Lopez. Astros are a plus 135 tonight in Minnesota. I know Pablo Lopez is on the mound. I know he's at home. I know the Twins are playing better baseball. But if you're giving me the Astros at plus 135, is arguably the hottest team in baseball, they're finding their groove, I'm gladly going to take that. Give me Houston at plus 135. Royals on the road tonight taking on the Rockies in Coors Field. Kansas City, a big favorite, minus 185 with Cole Reagans on the mound. Colorado is plus 150. A very profitable baseball betting system that has worked is when teams have a back-to-back and they go to Colorado, you normally like fading that team, right? Because we know what a home field advantage the Rockies have playing in that altitude, and it's a tough adjustment going on a back-to-back, not having a day off to acclimate yourself to the altitude. So usually the Rockies as a home dog in these kind of spots is very profitable, and the fact that Reagans is on the mound tonight for Kansas City, you're getting a nice plus money price with the Rockies at plus 150. You're also getting them on the run line plus 1.5 at plus 100. So I like both of those bets. D-backs and the Padres tonight in San Diego. Slade Cicconi on the mound against Randy Vasquez. D-backs minus 105. Padres are minus 115. I'm going to take the over. First six games so far between these two teams this season have been some shootouts. I think we get another one today. Orioles in Oakland to take on the Athletics. Albert Suarez is on the mound for Baltimore, who's had a great season so far. The regression is coming for Albert. I think we could see it again tonight. I'll take the first five over 4.5. Blue Jays in Seattle to take on the Mariners. Always a great series when the Blue Jays take on Seattle because all of the fans in Vancouver come down to cheer on the Blue Jays. So these should be some great crowds for this weekend series. I do like the Blue Jays tonight at plus 125. Gausman and Castillo both have been disappointing this season, especially Gausman. But I have no interest right now in laying minus 150 with Seattle with their offense. So I'll take the Blue Jays at plus 125. And then Aaron Civale makes his Brewers debut going up against Tyler Glasnow tonight. I will pass on that game. Glasnow obviously in the NL Cy Young conversation, but I want to see how Civale looks for Milwaukee, so no play for me in that game today. All right, let's talk some soccer, a little goals with Glasser here on Send It In. Any questions that you guys have, anything going on, the Euros, Copas, any bets that you have as well, let me know. Obviously, we have Spain and Germany going on currently. They're in the 49th minute, still scoreless in that contest. We got Portugal and France to follow them. The French are plus 135 to win in regulation today. Portugal is plus 220. The total is sitting at 2.5. My favorite bet in this game is for both teams not to score a goal in regulation at minus 145. Instead of betting the under 2.5 at minus 190, I'm going to give myself a little less juice and bet minus 145 for both teams not to score, because the French defense has been incredible. Haven't conceded a goal all tournament, and their offense has struggled mightily as well. Portugal's offense has struggled also. So I think this is either going to be a 0-0 game going into extra time. France could win 1-0, 2-0, but I'll take both teams not to score at minus 145. As for tomorrow's games in the Euros, we got England, Switzerland, and Netherlands, and Turkey. England is obviously the favorites right now to win the Euros at plus 350. They were the favorites coming into the tournament. They are the favorites right now. And a lot of that has to do with where the bracket currently stands, right? The top half of the bracket in the Euros, you got Spain and Germany, you got Portugal and France, four very good teams. Bottom half of the bracket, you have England and Switzerland, and you have Netherlands and Turkey. So the England is really in a good spot on paper. Hypothetically, they should take care of business. But with the way that they've been playing, a lot of people are nervous about England, as we do just have a Spain goal right now. So Spain goes up 1-0 on Germany. But this is what I like about England, and you see this all the time in March Madness. When a team has that survive and advance type game, a game that they have no business of winning, and then they just go on to win the whole thing, I'm kind of getting that vibe a little bit from England. We'll see what happens, but I do like them to qualify in advance against Switzerland, so I will take England at minus 175. Then we have Netherlands going up against Turkey. Turkey's kind of that Cinderella team. It feels like in every major international soccer tournament, you always have that one Cinderella, and that team is Turkey in the Euros. I think they're actually going to face, they're going to force a draw against the Netherlands, so I would take that at plus 310. I do think the Dutch advance, but I'd take the plus 310 for Turkey and Netherlands to go to a draw in regulation in that game. Then in Copa America, we got Venezuela and Canada tonight. I will take Canada at plus 170. Been very impressed with the Canadians. They've looked pretty good so far in this tournament. I think they can take care of business, so I will take Canada at plus 170 against Venezuela. They've been taking some money here in the last couple days. Colombia and Panama, I will take the draw in this game as well. This handicap is a lot like when Austria played against Turkey. Austria was a big favorite, and when you're a country in the knockout round that's not used to being that big of a favorite, it could be tough for you at times. We saw Turkey score right away. They were able to hang on and get that victory. I get the same kind of vibes tonight out of Panama. Colombia's looked really good, and they could win this whole thing. But at minus 300 to be that big of a favorite in regulation in a knockout round game, I think that presents a ton of value on Panama for them to advance or for the draw and for this game to go to extra time. So I'll take that at plus 425. And finally, Brazil and Uruguay. It feels like Brazil is in the Copas what England is in the Euros. One of the pre-tournament favorites, haven't looked good at all, have gotten some head-scratching results. Uruguay is a team that's very trendy right now. A lot of people like them. I think that's presenting us with some value on Brazil. Only minus 120 to advance and qualify for the next round. I will take that. Give me Brazil at minus 120. All right, let's check in with Kate Constable, model making money here on Send It In. Anything you guys have for Kate regarding the NBA, send it in to us, twitch.tv/BeckQL or YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. Kate, happy Friday. Before we get to the NBA and some futures that you like there, what are the five-star plays that BeckQL has for us today?
Hey, PJ. Yeah, five-star plays in Major League Baseball. Tigers and Reds over 9 runs is a five-star play from the model. The Reds have gone over this total or the over has hit in Reds games in three of their last four home games and four straight road games for the Tigers. So both of these teams kind of on an overs trend right now, and that's what the model likes, making that a five-star play today.
Beautiful. Kate, what are your best bets for today? That's what the BetQL model likes. What do you like for today?
Yeah, I'm going to go over to the WNBA. I like the Storm laying 10. I know it's a big number against the Chicago Sky tonight, but if you look at the Storm, just their schedule, they're in a pretty comfy spot tonight. They've been at home. Their last five games have been at home, and they still have a ways to go. A 9-game homestand spanning like 3 weeks. So comfy spot at home. The Storm have won those last five home games all by double digits. So when they win big. And I think they're going to win tonight against the Sky. And if that's the case, again, I like them to win big. I'm going to lay minus 10. The front court for the Storm defensively is one of the best in the league. So going up against Angel Reese, Camila Cardosa, I think the Storm are going to be able to have success there. I do think Reese is going to go over her rebounds props. Like, she's just been absolutely crushing that 19 boards the other night. I think that's going to continue. Possibly we'll see a double-double, but I'm more confident in the rebound portion of that than I am the points portion.
All right, very good. A lot of good stuff there in that Storm and Sky game tonight. Kate, I want to transition to the NBA. Haven't been able to talk to you since Paul George went to Philadelphia. We also obviously have Mikal Bridges go to the Knicks as well. Both of those teams are kind of like going back and forth on who the second betting favorite is in the Eastern Conference. So I'll ask you, at this point, do you like the Knicks better heading into next season, or do you like the Sixers?
I'm more confident in the Knicks heading into next season because, like, what's the Sixers' problem been for these last couple seasons? Health, right? So you're adding another player that has an injury history, and yes, Paul George was on the floor for quite a few games last year. You have to give that to him. He was healthy, played a ton, but can that continue, right? Like, Paul George couldn't win in LA because Kawhi was always injured. He was always injured. Now he's going over to Philly to try and win with another player who was always injured in Joel Embiid. So it's just the health portion of that that makes me concerned, whereas Mikal Bridges has that, you know, the longevity. He's played in every single game since of his entire basketball career, dating back to like high school. I know Tibbs maybe is going to run him into the ground a little bit more, but that chemistry with all the Villanova boys there in New York, like, they're not going to need any sort of ramp up time early on in the season to get used to things. I think New York has quite a few very solid pieces to compete, and they have the health portion that's a little bit greater than that over in Philly. So I like the Knicks over the Sixers with the moves that they've made this offseason.
I agree with you. I like the Knicks as well. Kate, do you think the Knicks could challenge Boston if New York does stay relatively healthy when they meet in a hypothetical playoff matchup? Do you think New York could win that series, or for you, is Boston still the clear favorite?
Boston is still the clear favorite there, but with the Knicks bringing over Mikal Bridges, like, that's essentially their attempt to be able to slow down Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, like the two big wing guards. You have Mikal Bridges, who's one of the best defensive guards in the league. OG Anunoby, like that duo, if there's anyone in the East matchup-wise who can slow down the Celtics, I would count on Bridges and Anunoby being those two guys. So talent-wise, like all around, I think the Celtics are still the better team, but the Knicks have the pieces to be able to potentially compete. If you had to ask me for a winner today, though, I would have to go with Boston.
All right, very good. How about the Rookie of the Year, Kate? This is such an interesting award this year because there's no Wembanyama, there's no Zion, there's no clear-cut favorite. I mean, you could really make a case for like 7 or 8 different guys. Maybe there's like a Puka Nacua this year in the NBA that just surprises us all. As the market currently looks, though, anybody that you like for Rookie of the Year?
Yeah, there are a couple names that I would look at. One of them is Stephon Castle in San Antonio, just with Victor Wembanyama. Now that they brought over Chris Paul, I don't know what his role is going to look like, if he'll play behind Chris Paul. So that one is, I'm keeping an eye on. Dalton Connect in LA. The Lakers need shooting. They need some, you know, some playmaking wings, guards, someone in that second unit. I think he could have a big season. Reed Sheppard. Just his shooting ability in Houston, if he can, you know, be one of their better shooters, three-point shooters. But also, PJ, I told you before the draft that I liked Ron Holland to go
he
in
did.
The top five. Yep. He went 5th overall. So that just kind of makes me think, okay, he wasn't necessarily supposed to go in the top five, but the Pistons saw something in him, and he was a projected number one overall pick coming out of high school before that Ignite season. So maybe Ron Holland has a higher ceiling than some of people are projecting. So Ron Holland, Rookie of the Year, 16-1. That might be something to look at too.
Yeah, who needs Woj and Shams when you got Kate giving out Ron Holland to go in the top five? That was a hell of
exactly.
a call. Kate, before I let you go, college football is it's going to be here before we know it. We're going to start previewing a team every day on our show starting next week. We're going to look at the Big Ten. You love your Iowa Hawkeyes. They have not made it easy on you the last few years with the offenses that they've been trotting out. Now that Brian Ferentz is finally gone, do you think is it going to be a little bit different? We know the defense is going to be there. Do you think Iowa's offense could be a little bit better this season?
Oh, PJ, a little bit better. We are back. Not that we were ever there, but Iowa's offense is going to be better this year. Tim Lester coming over, taking over as the offensive coordinator. He's already talked about kind of implementing a Shanahan-type offense. The Iowa coaching staff took a trip up to Green Bay to kind of learn from Matt LaFleur, who's of that tree. So there's going to be plenty of changes. It could take a little time for that offense to click and kind of get a brand new system in place, because for the longest time they've been operating under this Brian Ferentz regime. And so it's going to take a little, there's going to be a learning curve, but I think their offense is going to be night and day better, where they're not going to have to rely on their defense quite as much. Their defense is still going to be there, but the outcome of the game isn't going to rely so heavily on that defense.
I mean, Kate, if Iowa can just get some semblance of an offense to go along with that defense, like, who knows what
they
could
do. They'd be good.
They could be.
Right?
They could absolutely be good, especially with the expanded playoff and obviously all these teams in the Big Ten. You don't have to play everybody. It'll be fun to see what happens. We're going to talk about the Hawkeyes in a couple of weeks coming up. She's Kate Constable. Join us here on Sending In. Kate, appreciate the time. Have a great weekend. We'll check in again with you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, PJ.
Absolutely. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys, it is time to talk some college football now. A little PJ Pick 5. And again, we're going to talk some college football starting next week on the show, previewing a team each day. We're going to start with the Big Ten and the defending champion Michigan Wolverines on Monday. And I thought a good way to kind of get into the mood for college football would be looking at my five favorite bets for Game of the Year lines currently out right now on BetMGM. And my favorite Game of the Year line currently as it stands is going to be the Georgia Bulldogs -6.5 at Ole Miss on November 9th. This is just a complete fade of the Ole Miss Rebels, right? Georgia under a touchdown, I think, is a good bet. I think by the time these two teams meet up in November in the SEC schedule, when you're deep into the season and Georgia's got all that depth and that talent, and at this point they've already played Bama, they've already played Texas, they've been battle-tested, they're going into Oxford. This is the kind of game where I think Georgia just rolls. Maybe Ole Miss gets off to a good start. Maybe it's competitive for the first quarter and a half. But by the time halftime rolls around, middle of the third quarter, fourth quarter, I think Georgia wins this game by two or three touchdowns. I am not high on Ole Miss this season. That is the kind of team, to me, they're like the Penn State of the SEC. Great offensive team. You beat all the teams that you're supposed to, but when you go up against the big boys, you can't ever win those games. I think Jackson Dart is overrated as well, so I am not high on Ole Miss this year. Georgia's obviously the best team. I think having this game late in the season, even though it's on the road, benefits Georgia. So my favorite look-ahead big game line is going to be Georgia -6.5 at Ole Miss. My second favorite is going to be a rivalry game between Michigan State and Michigan on October 26th. Give me the Spartans at +23.5 against Michigan. Two reasons why I absolutely love this game. The first one is just series history. Even when Jim Harbaugh was at Michigan, Michigan State teams would always play Michigan tough in Ann Arbor. Always. You'd have your game here or there where Michigan would blow them out, but for the most part, whenever Michigan State would go on the road in the Big House, those games would always be close. They'd be hard fought. They'd be tough. And obviously, Michigan State's been terrible the last two or three years, so it really hasn't been much of a fight. And it's going to be year one under Jonathan Smith, but that's why I like it, because I think Michigan is absolutely going to be overlooking Michigan State. And you know what the beauty of this bet is, folks? The following week, Michigan hosts Oregon in the Big House. And you and I both know Michigan is absolutely going to be overlooking Michigan State, while the Spartans are going to treat that game like it's their Super Bowl, and the Wolverines are going to be getting ready for Oregon coming in to the Big House. So I think the scheduling spot, I think the point spread is going to be too high, and it's year one under Sharon Moore, right? And Michigan, they could absolutely have a championship hangover. You don't know what they're going to look like, and that is a huge number. So I think Michigan State right now is the play. I think they have all the value on their side at +23.5. Next up is going to be the Alabama Crimson Tide, +3.5 against Georgia on September 28th. I'll be honest with you guys, this is all a narrative play. This is a hashtag narrative peach play, taking the Tide at +3.5 against Georgia on September 28th. Poor Kellen DeBoer, his first game in SEC play as Alabama's head coach, is going to be hosting Georgia on September 28th. But I'll tell you guys why I love this play and why it's a great narrative play. Because now that Nick Saban is gone, Nick Saban was the only guy that could beat Kirby Smart consistently, right? Kirby Smart dominates everybody in college football, but he could not beat his former boss. Well, now Saban is gone. So Georgia fans are sitting back and they'll be like, finally, Saban is out of college football. We're good. We're finally going to beat Bama. I mean, don't you guys, isn't this how sports works? Like, as soon as people are happy that one guy is gone, look at Chicago Bears fans. Aaron Rodgers, they were so thrilled he was out of Green Bay. Well, now here comes this Jordan Love guy, and he swept them twice, right? Nick Saban's out of Tuscaloosa. Georgia fans think they finally got him out. They're going to roll against the Crimson Tide. I like Bama, +3.5. Think they're going to win that game against Georgia. It's just too perfect not to happen. Speaking of Georgia, I like them again in another game of the year line. I'll take them -1.5 at Texas on October 19th. The reason being, if you're going to give me Georgia in a pick 'em against anybody but Nick Saban or Alabama, I'm gladly going to take it. Texas has a ton of talent. There's no doubt about it. That game is in Austin. But Georgia, that's just the kind of game that Kirby Smart wins. Like, Georgia on the road, they're going to be focused. They're going to be locked in. Kirby's going to be telling his players, they have this game as a pick-em. They think that that team on the other side is as good as you are. If you're giving me Georgia at 1.5 versus anybody in the country not named Alabama, I will take that. Georgia is going to be my #4 play. And then finally, my fifth favorite game of the year line in college football is going to be on October 26th. I like Wisconsin +6.5 against Penn State. The reason being, Camp Randall is one of the toughest places to play in college football, and I do not trust a James Franklin team on the road against a good team laying a touchdown. I just don't trust it. Luke Fickell's in year two. I expect the Badgers to be much better. Penn State's got all these expectations coming in. Their schedule is pretty favorable. This is going to be one of their toughest games. I think Wisconsin's going to give them everything they could want. Camp Randall, like I said, tough place to play. Penn State on the road in a big spot. Give me the Badgers at +6.5. So those are my five favorite college football game of the year lines. Georgia -6.5 at Ole Miss. Michigan State +23.5 at Michigan. Bama +3.5 home against Georgia. Georgia -1.5 at Texas. And then Wisconsin +6.5 at Penn State. And once again, folks, we're going to start talking some college football starting on Monday. Can't wait for that. Let's give out some best bets, though, as we wrap up the show today on Send It In with a little PJ's Plays. We're going to start in baseball with going streaking, and we're going to take Nolan Arenado to get a base hit today against Patrick Corbin. Arenado 14 for 50 in his career against Corbin. Rarely do you ever see a hitter have 50 at-bats against a certain pitcher, but that's how much history is there between Arenado and Patrick Corbin. Anytime I can get a right-handed hitter against a left-handed pitcher, I'm always going to love that matchup, and Patrick Corbin still absolutely stinks. Nolan is not having a Nolan Arenado type year. He's batting about 256, But with this much history against Corbin, Corbin continuing to struggle, it's like 98 degrees outside in D.C. today, folks. So ball's going to be flying. I'll take Arenado to get a base hit in going streaking. My prop lock is going to be in soccer. Harry Kane, anytime goal, plus 160 for England against Switzerland. Now, England might only score one goal against Switzerland. They might only score two goals, maybe. But I think the captain, I think Harry Kane, is going to be the guy that does it. I like the value. The reason this value is so good is because England has just had a really tough time struggling in this tournament. But if they're able to score some goals, maybe they found a little something at the end of that Slovakia game. I think Harry's the guy to score, so I will take him as my prop lock, anytime goal, plus 160. Dog of the day is going to be the Houston Astros, plus 135 against the Twins. Pablo Lopez is on the mound for Minnesota. They're playing really good baseball. I get it. You know who else is playing really good baseball? The Houston Astros. And if you're giving me plus 135 with the Astros, I'm going to take it with the way that they're playing. They are my dog of the day. And finally, my best bet, the Tigers on the money line, plus 105 against the Reds. This is all about fading Cincinnati today. Coming off that three-game sweep against the Yankees, I think they're feeling good about themselves. I think they're overlooking the Tigers. I think they feel like they're going to make a run here in the second half of the season. They're going up against Reese Olson for Detroit, who's 2-8 this season. I think this is a good spot to sell on Cincinnati and buy on Detroit. Give me the Tigers at plus 105. Once again, our best bets for today, Nolan Arenado is going to be our pick and going streaking 14 for 50 in his career off Patrick Corbin. Harry Kane, anytime goal, plus 160 for England against Switzerland. Astros, plus 135 against the Twins is going to be our dog of the day. And give me the Tigers, plus 105 against the Reds as our best bet. Thanks very much to Mike Brown for filling in for Shawnee Sharp today. Thanks again to Kate Constable as well. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Good luck on all your bets. We'll see you Monday as we start previewing the college football season. Have a great weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.